来学习民数记。
Thanks to God, tonight we can learn about numbers.
民数记二十一章。
Numbers chapter
21. 民数记二十一章。
Numbers chapter 21.
好，我们晚上啊就专注在第四节到第九节。
Tonight we will focus on verse 4 to verse 9.
那这节是很有名的一个历史的故事，就是火蛇与铜蛇。
And it's a very famous historical story, the bronze serpent.
好，请翻开民数记二十一章第四节。
Please turn to Numbers chapter 21, verse 4 to 9.
二十一章第四。
21 verse 4.
他们从何珞山起行，往红海那条路走。要绕过以东地，百姓呢因这路难行，心中甚是烦躁。第五节
，verse five，
就愿读神和摩西说：“你们为什么把我们从埃及领出来，使我们死在旷野呢？这里没有粮食，没有水，我们的心啊厌恶这淡薄的食物。”第六节
，verse six，
那于是神使火蛇进入百姓中间。蛇就咬他们，以色列人中死了许多。第七节
，verse 7。
那百姓到摩西那里说：“我们愿读神的话你。”就追着啊，求你祷告神，叫这些离开我们。于是摩西为百姓祷告。第八节，那神对摩西说：“你制造一条火蛇，挂在杆子上。”凡被咬的，一望这蛇就必得活。第九节
，verse nine。
那摩西便制造一条铜蛇啊，挂在杆子上。凡被咬的，一望这铜蛇就活了。啊，这是当时以色列百姓出埃及进入到红啊这个旷野地。
So, this is when the Israelites had exited out of Egypt and entered into the desert.
那当然，旷野地啊，并不好走。
And of course, it's not easy to walk in the desert.
那我们今天假设走在旷野地呢，没有房子，只是石头路啊，崎岖不平啊，当然可以想象的是很难走。
If we were to walk in the desert without houses and on rocky roads, we would be able to imagine how hard it would be.
那当时呢，啊，他们走这条路啊，并不是在运动啊，在登山，好玩的。
And when they were walking on this road, they weren't exercising or trying to have fun.
啊，他们走这条路呢，可以说是他们生活的一部分呢。
It was part of their lives.
那也可以说是他们生活的全部，因为他们可能在旷四十年，也有很多人是一辈子啊，就在旷野的地方。
It could have been all of their lives because, for their whole life, they could have been walking in the desert.
所以每一天呢，啊，都是碰到这种路啊，不好走。
So every day they were walking on the road that was hard to walk on.
啊，尤其啊，他们每一天呢都是吃一样的东西，玛拿。
And every day they ate the same food, manna.
啊，当然这个久而久之啊，也会很腻的。
And of course they would get tired of it.
所以一般人来说啊。都是会觉得很烦躁，很不耐烦。
So many of them would be frustrated.
啊，就会觉得没有耐心呐，失去耐心。
They feel like they've lost their patience.
啊，当刚开始，他们或许还可以忍耐。
At first, they probably could have bore it.
可是时间一久呢，还是走不出来，还是在那里绕。
But after a period of time, they still had to continue to walk.
所以这个可能是对我们来说，也是我们人生的写照。
So this is our life's depiction.
我们现在就好像是走在旷野路。
Right now, it's like we're walking on the desert road.
那我们的生活呢？老实说啊，是充满着苦难的。
And our lives are filled with trials and tribulations.
啊，只是有些人呢、啊、可以应付，有些人呢、啊、不能够应付，不知道怎么去应付。
Some people can fight against it, but some people don't know how.
那就慢慢变成啊，这个失去耐心。
And many of us lose patience.
然后就变成忧郁症啊，现在很多有忧郁症。
And many of us fall into depression.
而现在有的人为什么变成很 crazy？ 有些 时候会伤害到别人，伤害别人。
And so, why do people become crazy today and even hurt others?
有些人啊，自己不高兴啊，拿着冲锋枪啊，啊，就乱扫射。
Some people get angry and shoot people.
因为呢，他们走在这条路上很难行。
Because it's very hard to walk on this road.
他们就失去耐性。
And they lose patience.
然后呢，他们就抱怨人啊，抱怨神。他们想说啊，这个都是别人的错。
And they complain to God and to man, and they blame everything on others.
啊，都是啊，别人对不起他。
It's another person's fault.
就像当时的以色列百姓一样。
Just like the Israelites back then.
说当时以色列百姓啊，他们就怨毒神，就恨怨恨啊，到这种地步怨恨哦。
So back then, the Israelites disliked God even to the point of hating God.
不但是抱怨了，好像还有一点敌视啊，一点好像毁谤。
Not only did they complain, they spoke against God.
啊，包括摩西啊，摩西他很冤枉啊。是神带领他们出来的，不是摩西呀、啊！他们也把这个气呢气在摩西的身上。
And the Israelites also got angry at Moses because Moses led them out of Egypt.
所以他们说了，这个我们心中很厌烦啊，这些淡薄的食物啊。
So they complained, there is no food and no water, and our soul loathes this worthless bread.
啊，这个厌恶呢，也是一个很强的这种感觉，很强的这种 emotion 的字眼啊。
So they had a very strong emotion.
啊，这个淡薄的食物就是表示这个食物啊，对他们来讲啊，啊没有什么价值啊，没有什么可贵的地方啊，啊这些东西对他们来讲等于是没有功效、没有效用的。
So the food to them was worthless and it could not be used.
这个在经济学来讲叫做边际效用啊。
So this is known as
就是 margin 的这种effect。
Oh, this is the margin effect.
这边际所谓边际效用，就是说刚开始口渴的时候，刚开始喝第一杯水啊，第一杯水那个是最甘甜，最让他最满足。
Oh, so with this effect, for example, if you drink water, the first cup will always be the best cup.
那第二杯、还可以的，第三杯、第四杯就觉得不怎么样的。
The second cup will be okay, and then the third and fourth cup will be become worse and worse.
第六杯、第七杯可能对他来讲就是一种负担。
The sixth and seventh cup could become a burden.
第十杯啊，他可能就很讨厌这些水的。
And when he drinks the tenth cup, it could be he could hate it.
所以这些以色列百姓也是一样，刚开始的时候因为没有东西吃啊，神赏赐玛纳给他们吃啊，他们觉得很高兴。
So it was same with the Israelites. At first, when they ate the manna, they were happy with it.
但是渐渐的，每一天都是如此啊，这个对他们来讲就不是一个恩典，不是一个新鲜事。
But gradually, when they began to eat it every day, they got used to it and got tired of it.
啊，他们也没有那种很 exciting。很兴奋的那种感觉的。
They didn't have a feeling of excitement.
所以我们有些时候对神的恩典、对神的话语也是一样。
So sometimes this is the way we treat God's word.
我们看刚信主的人哦，一开始他们很热切来听道理，很喜欢听道理。
We can see some truth seekers who have just come to know Christ. They're very fervent.
因为他们的心灵很虚空，他们的心灵很饥渴。
Because they hunger, they're hungering and thirsting in their hearts.
所以一听到神的话就很高兴。
And when they listen to God's word, they are happy.
可是信主久了以后啊，他们听了很多了，就觉得这个道理啊并不怎么样，道理他们也懂的时候就不需要听。
But after they've believed in God for a while, they've heard so many sermons and they think that they don't need anymore.
啊，那么神的话呢就没有那么的有价值。
They think that the word of God is worthless.
以前的人这样子，以前的以色列百姓这样啊，现在的人也是一样。
The Israelites did so back then, and we do it today.
那这个对于神来说当然很不喜欢的，因为神带领他们，神事实上在保护着他们。
And of course, God did not like this because he was protecting them.
神事实上是在养活他们呢。
God was feeding them.
但是他们一点感恩的心都没有。
But the Israelites had no heart of thanksgiving.
那第六节呢，就记载着神怎么来处理啊这些事情。
And verse 6 describes how the Lord dealt with this.
所以有些时候信徒的抱怨、什么对神啊抱怨对人的抱怨，其实我们可以不用处理的，神会处理。
Sometimes the complaints of members can be dealt with by God. We don't have to deal with it.
所以第六节神就处理这个事情。
So in verse 6, God dealt with this.
所以第六节说，神就使这个火蛇啊进入百姓中间了。
So verse 6, the Lord sent a fiery serpent among the people.
那就咬了以色列人啊，要死的很多。
They bit the Israelites and many of them died.
那火蛇这个字啊，这个字也是很奇妙的，这个火蛇。
And these fiery serpents are, these words are very special.
第一个，我们按照字源的火蛇，好像是 fiery serpent, 火就是啊，当然。我们今天看不到，事实上也没有这种动物啊，什么火会喷火的蛇啊，这个太可怕了。
So today we don't often hear about fiery serpents.
那这种蛇它不但会咬人，它还会使这个房子烧起来，因为它会喷火啊。
So the serpent will not only bite people, it will set things on fire.
所以这种蛇啊，事实上，是。好像是不存在的，没有这种火蛇。
So the serpent seems non-existent.
好，那我们看这个火蛇哈，这个是什么意思
？So let's see what this fiery serpent represents.
那事实上，这个火蛇是由两个字来组成的。
It is actually composed of two words.
那第一个字是蛇，就是普通的蛇，我们所认识的这个蛇。
The first word is a serpent, a regular serpent that you see.
啊，这个蛇呢，可能不是普通蛇，是毒蛇，会，比如说白布蛇啊、响尾蛇啊这些啊，有毒的，会置人于死地的蛇。
And the serpent could be poisonous.
啊，另外一个字。
And the other word.
这个撒拉弗啊，撒拉弗。
Is seraphim.
那撒拉弗根据以赛亚书第六章第二节到第三节所记载的。
It is recorded in Isaiah chapter 6 verse 2 to 3.
好，我们请看以赛亚书第六章。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 6.
以赛亚书第六章。
Isaiah chapter 6.
第二节。
Verse 2.
六章二节。那其上呢有撒拉弗势力啊，各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮掩。遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔啊！那他们彼此呼唤说：“圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！万军之主啊，他的荣光充满全地啊！”那这里所谓的撒弗拉啊，这是天使。
So here the seraphim is an angel.
啊，当时这些是在服侍神的。
These angels were serving God.
啊，这些天使他们很谦卑哈，他们在颂赞神。
They were humble and they were praising God.
好，那我们再看回来民数记的二十一章。
So let's look back at Numbers 21.
说第二个字啊，我刚刚所讲的这个火蛇的第二个字啊，就是撒拉弗。
So the second word of the fiery serpent was a seraphim.
那就变成了神的使者啊。
And so it means God's messenger.
那我们可以看到这两个字放在一起啊，是很多特别的意思。
And when you put these two words together, there is a very special meaning.
那蛇呢是受咒诅的，因为当时蛇是引诱亚当夏娃他们犯罪。
The serpent was cursed because it tempted Adam and Eve to sin.
因此他们也被受咒诅。
And therefore they were cursed as well.
那这个神的使者啊，就是代表着神这一边啊，神的使者就帮助人的啦，这个。代表神的恩慈恩典呢。
And the seraphim represents how God helps people, and it represents God's grace.
当然，神也曾经命定天使哈来毁灭那些顽梗不遵守神吩咐命令的百姓。
Of course, God had once sent angels to destroy the disobedient people.
所以圣经称为这个灭命哈，就是来毁灭人的性命哈，灭民毁灭。 人民的这种使者天使。
So some of the angels had destroyed the people.
在火蛇，假设我们联想到啊魔鬼啊，神吩咐魔鬼，也不需要这样子想啊。
And we don't need to think of the serpent as Satan.
因为圣经说啊，福气啊灾祸都是从神那边来的。
Because the Bible says that all blessings and curses come from God.
我们请看罗马书。
Let's look at Romans.
罗马书十一章。
Romans 11.
罗马书十一章的二十二节。
Romans 11:22.
罗马书十一章二十二节。
Romans 11:22.
那可见神的恩慈和严厉啊，像那跌倒的人是严厉的。像你是有恩慈的，只要你长久在他的恩慈里，不然你要被砍下来。神有恩慈一面，也有严厉的一面。
So God has a good side and also a severe side.
那对那些遵守他吩咐命令的人，他就显出恩慈。
To those who follow his commandments, he will show his kindness.
可是对于那些不守道理的人，
But for those who do not follow his commandments,
神会用很严厉的方法来对待他们。
God will show his severity and punish them.
所以这个时候呢，这个时候撒拉福这个天使啊，本来是帮助要服侍这些神的子民。
So back then, the seraphim was supposed to help the people of God.
可是呢，他们不遵守神的吩咐啊。
But they didn't follow God's commandments.
那按照圣经说，这个福气就收回的。福气就转变成为咒诅。
And according to the Bible, their blessing was taken away and turned into a curse.
那相反的，一个本来是作恶的人。
Someone who was supposed to do good.
啊，现在悔改的。
Do bad. Now repented.
啊，本来神是要惩罚、要咒诅他们，可是因为他们的悔改神可能就把它变成一种祝福啊。
Oh, before God was going to punish them, but because they repented, the Lord changed his curse into a blessing.
所以神可以使这两个呢中间呢来互用。
So God can change between blessings and curses.
啊，这个事情呢，可以到了二十二章就很清楚的看得出来。二十二章以后，巴兰哈，本来巴兰是受巴勒的邀请，要去做主以色列百姓。
And this is clearly shown in chapter 22, when Balaam was sent to curse Israel.
可是神就使巴兰的咒诅啊，就变成一种祝福。
But God turned Balaam's curse into a blessing.
所以这里这些百姓啊，他们就开始对神来抱怨。
So the Israelites began to complain to God.
而且神就使火蛇啊，这灭命的火蛇，这是灭命，也是灭命的使者啊，就进入他们中间。
And God sent an angel that would destroy them.
所以一些的什么灾祸什么事情啊，也所有的都是神在掌控。
So everything was in God's control.
因为神的本身啊，就有两面，一边是恩慈，一边是严厉的。
Because God has two sides, one is filled with goodness and the other severity.
那这个可以从神啊。对于摩西的显现让摩西呢深深感觉到这种神有这种的特性。
And Moses realized that God had this special characteristic when he talked to God.
请看出埃及记。
Let's look at Exodus.
出埃及记三十四章。
Exodus 34.
三十四章的第五节。
34:5.
神在云中降临，和摩西一同站在那里，宣告主的名。第六节。
Verse 6。
那神在他面前宣告说啊，主是有怜悯、有恩典的神啊，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实，为千万人存有慈爱，赦免罪孽、过犯和罪恶。万不以有罪的为无罪，必追讨他的罪，自负。极致直到三四代所以摩西这个神向摩西显现。
So God appeared before Moses.
那最主要就是彰显神有慈爱的一面也有严厉的一面。
So it showed the good side of God and his severe side.
啊，所以在当时以色列百姓进入旷野地以后呢，从神怎么对待他们，也可以让我们很清楚的看见神有这两边的特质。
So looking at how God dealt with the Israelites, we can see God's special character.
好，那我们看第七节啊。
Let's look at verse
7. 民数记二十一章第七节。
Numbers 21 verse 7.
那百姓到摩西那里说：“我们愿读啊，愿读神和你有罪的，求你祷告神，叫这些蛇啊离开我们。”于是百姓为百啊摩西为百姓祷告。第八节。
Verse 8.
那祷告以后呢，神就要对摩西说啊，你。制造一条火蛇啊，挂在杆子上啊，凡被咬的遗忘这蛇，就必得活啊。第九节，那摩西呢，便制造一条铜蛇挂在杆子上，凡被蛇咬的遗忘这铜蛇就活了。那这段我们啊，一定是觉得很好奇啊。
So we are probably very curious at this passage.
摩西祷告以后，神就对他说哈。你要制造一条火蛇。
After Moses prayed, the Lord said, "Make a fiery serpent."
可是摩西制造什么呢？
But what did Moses make?
摩西就制造一条铜蛇。
He made a bronze serpent.
神是说你要制造一条火蛇。
The Lord said, "Make a fiery serpent."
就是刚刚毁灭咬死以色列百姓的那条火蛇。
The one that had destroyed the Israelites.
摩西。他好像看起来没有遵守神的啊，他就制造一条铜蛇。
It seems as if Moses didn't follow the Lord's command, by building a bronze serpent.
啊，那我们来看，那这一段呢？这段就跟现在的救恩呐，耶稣基督的救恩呢有关系。
And so this part will have something to do with God's salvation.
所以神的话有些时候是有多层次的，有多层次的。
Sometimes God's words has many meanings.
一个层次呢是对付当时的百姓啊。
On one layer, it was for the Israelites.
啊，显出恩慈啊，对当时的百姓啊显出恩慈，就用铜蛇，让他们仰望以后呢，他们就能够存活。
Moses built the bronze serpent so that it could save them.
但是啊，另一个层次呢？也是在预表未来啊以后的救恩。
But as a deeper meaning behind these words, it represents salvation.
所以我们为什么说也一定要读这个旧约？
So why do we say that we have to read the Old Testament?
因为旧约呢，本来也是拉比的智慧，就是神啊，这个透过这些人啊，摩西啊，他写出来啊，那这个也是神的智慧，那感动人，彰显出来。让人也知道啊，神救赎的计划。
It's because God's wisdom moved men into writing His words down.
同时，也是神的智慧。
It's God's wisdom.
因为神用最简单的方法来彰显他的救恩。
God used the easiest way to show His grace.
那这个火蛇啊，当初是咬死这些以色列百姓的。
And so the fiery serpent had bitten a lot of people.
啊，怎么来使这种的局面啊能够得到控制
？And how could this have been controlled?
啊，比如说现在加州有野火的话，这些野火啊。
For example, if there were wildfires.
啊，怎么得到控制呢？怎么得到控制
？How would we control it?
说当时这个情况怎么能够使它得到控制呢
？So, for the situation to be controlled.
因为不控制的话，人会一直死啊。
If it weren't controlled, the people would continue to die.
那控制的方法就是神用很简单的方法。
To control it, God used a very simple way.
啊，神不说啊，你们要去赶快发明这种的抗生素啊。
He didn't say, "Oh, go invent this antibiotic."
啊，赶快去制造这种血清啊。
He didn't say, "Go invent a."
血清英文怎么说啊？
Plasma serum.
这个血就赶快去制造啊，来打针呢。
He didn't say, "Oh, go create it and give yourselves a shot."
啊，神说不用那么复杂。
He didn't use such complicated.
很简单啊。
It was very simple.
就制造一条火蛇。
All he had to do was make a fiery serpent.
所以这就是一条根，怎么咬死你们的那条火蛇一样。
The same fiery serpent that destroyed the people.
这个是一个极大的奥秘啊。
This is a mystery.
我们看，我们人犯罪得罪神。
When we sin,
他本来也是要受咒诅的呢。
We were supposed to be cursed.
所以神就命令耶稣基督来到世界上，是跟我们一样，跟我们人一样。
So God sent Jesus to come onto the earth to be like us.
人带着罪性来到世界上。
We came onto earth with sin.
因为这个从亚当夏娃来的。
Because it came from Adam and Eve.
所以基督耶稣也是带着罪身的形状啊，来到世界上。
So Jesus likewise came into the world with sin.
所以我们怎么样，他就怎么样。
So, whatever we did, he did.
哦，所以那条火蛇要铸造一条一样的火蛇。
So, they had to build the same fiery serpent.
所以耶稣基督啊，就来跟我们一样的。
So Jesus was became in the likeness of us.
所以圣经说啊，凡被挂在树上的，就是说做主的。
Anyone who was hung on the tree was cursed.
都是说做主的人。
They were all cursed.
所以耶稣基督也是一样啊。
So, Jesus was the same.
来呀，为我们被挂在十字架上说做主。
He came to be hung on the cross.
那我们现在呢，就仰望他，就能够得活。
So today we can look up to him and be saved.
做这个是不是很简单呢
？And it's very easy.
啊，这么简单的救恩呢、啊，很多人不愿意接受。
But even though it's so easy to receive salvation, a lot of people don't do it.
我曾经听过有人说啊，哪有那么简单
？I've heard someone say, "How is it this easy?"
啊，其实救恩是很简单，只要信啊，就必得着。
But in reality, salvation is very easy. As long as you believe, you will be saved.
所以神说，你制造一条火蛇。
So the Lord said, "Make a fiery serpent."
啊，但是呢，摩西啊，是不是真正制造一条火蛇呢？
So did Moses really make another fiery serpent?
他制造一条铜蛇。
He made a bronze serpent.
那本来火蛇才是神的意思的。
So it was God's will for him to make a fiery serpent.
那为什么摩西制造铜蛇
？But why did Moses make a bronze serpent?
啊，当然，假如我们按照这个内容故事的话，第一个啊就是。火蛇是活物啊，是动物啊，蛇是动物、啊，不能够再重新制造啊。但是神制造的啊，神就来啊，在创造天地的时候就有这些蛇的存在呀、
啊。One way to explain this is, they had to make a replica of a living serpent.
所以人不能够创造生命。
And man couldn't create life.
当然，摩西他不能够制造一条活的这只蛇。
And Moses couldn't make a serpent that was living.
因为他不是神，没有办法。
Because he wasn't God, he couldn't do it.
所以他就制造一条铜蛇来代替火蛇。
So that's why he made a bronze serpent to replace the fiery serpent.
那铜蛇、火蛇，其实那更呢，更是能够预表基督耶稣了。
And
制造一条火蛇。
To create a fiery serpent.
这条火蛇是要被挂在杆子上的。
It was to be set on a pole.
因为这条火蛇是跟以前火蛇所做的那个火蛇是一样的。
Because it was like the one that was cursed before.
所以基督耶稣也是一扎格里是一样的啊，跟我们人一样。
So Jesus was like us as men.
那基督耶稣只有一位啊。
There was only one.
这不能够有第二位啊。
There couldn't be a second one.
所以摩西制造的铜蛇，就是也是预表着啊，预表着基督耶稣的救恩呢。
So the bronze serpent represents God's salvation.
所以以后呢，我们是要讲说他为什么做制造铜蛇，而不制造这个火蛇了。
So to explain why he built a bronze serpent instead of a fiery one.
那以后仰望这条铜蛇的、啊、就能够得到存活。
And the person who builds the bronze serpent, who looks at the bronze serpent will live.
所以救恩呢、啊，就是凭着相信。
So salvation is based on faith.
那要仰望啊，实际上动作要仰望这一条啊，当时摩西制造的铜石。
And the bronze serpent must be looked at.
我们请看加拉太书第三章。
Let's look at Galatians chapter 4.
加拉太书第三章。
Galatians chapter 3.
第三章十一节。
Galatians 3 verse 11。
没有一个人靠着律法在神面前称义，这是明显的，因为经上说：“义人必因信得生。”十二节，律法原不在，不本乎信，只说啊，行这事的就必因此活着。十三，那基督基我们受了咒诅啊，就赎我们出。就要赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅，因为经上记得说，凡挂在木头上的都是被咒诅的。所以这个就是我们今天所讲的哈。
So this is what we talked about today.
啊，这个铜蛇啊，就是当时被挂在杆子上的一条蛇啊，那也就是预表着耶稣基督也是被挂在木头上。
The bronze serpent was put on a pole, and that.Represents how Jesus was hung on the cross.
啊，主耶稣啊，本身啊，也是主耶稣本身啊，也是啊，有确定这么一句话啊。
And Jesus had,
我们看约翰福音第三章。
Let's look at John chapter 3.
十四节。
3 verse 14.
十四节。
Verse 14.
摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来。约翰福音三章十四节。
John chapter 3 verse 14. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up.
在主耶稣他自己本身呢，也是确认啊，当时摩西做的那个铜蛇啊，那就是指着他。
So how Moses lifted up the serpent was how the Son of Man was to be lifted up.
我今天只要仰望他，就能够得到存活。
Today, as long as we look up to God, we can receive salvation.
所以感谢主，我们今天都能够凭着信啊，来接受主耶稣基督为救主。
So thanks to God, today we can receive salvation through faith.
这个也是一个奇妙的救恩呢。
And this is a miraculous.
有些时候，使我们越想啊，越奇妙。
Sometimes the more we think about it, the more amazing it is.
啊，它很简单。
It's very simple.
啊，简单到令人难以相信。
It's so simple that it's hard to believe.
啊，但是这对我们来讲是一个福音。
But to us, it's the gospel.
也就是今天借着信，我们就能够归入基督耶稣。
And today, through faith, we can go to God.
啊，来领受亚伯拉罕的福气。
To receive the blessing of Abraham.
那这个铜块呢，在当时来说啊，他们在一直啊，以后就一直在拜这个啊这个铜蛇。
And this bronze serpent was left there so that they could continue to look at it.
一直到西底家的时代啊，才被废除。
Even until Jedidiah, Zedekiah.
啊，请看列王记下啊。
Let's look at Second Kings.
列王记下十八章的第四节。
Second Kings 18 verse 4.
十八章第四节。
18 verse 4.
第四。
Verse 4.
他废弃丘坛，毁坏柱像，砍下木偶，打碎摩西所造的铜蛇啊，打碎摩西所造的铜，所以可见这个蛇当时啊还有啊。
So.Here it talks about the bronze serpent Moses had made, so it should be that the bronze serpent still existed.
啊，但是呢，西西之王就打碎了，因为这个就啊不需要了啊，这个再拜的话就变成一种偶像行为了。
But Hezekiah got rid of it because it could become like an idol.
因为到那时候，以色列人仍向铜蛇烧香，西底家叫铜蛇为铜块。
Because back then the Israelites had looked burnt incense to the bronze serpent.
啊，这个是物质上以前呢、啊、特殊的需要啊。
And it was a special need.
啊，就不那个 特殊情况一过，就不需要当时的人就不需要再拜这个铜蛇。
So after the special event had occurred, the Israelites no longer needed the bronze serpent.
而且已经变得偶像化。
It became like an idol.
虽然也是他们以前的传统啊。
It was like their tradition.
他的传统那个有不需要的传统有变成偶像化的这个神说就把它废掉了。
But the tradition turned into something like an idol, so it was ordered to be destroyed.
所以西底家王就把连同其他的偶像木偶跟这个铜蛇呢就把它打碎掉了。
Therefore, Hezekiah broke it in pieces.
那当然到现在的话到现在的话就是依靠耶稣基督，耶稣基督的时代恩典的时代已经来临了。
And this time, God's salvation has already come.
我们也不需要再去找这个铜块铜蛇。
We don't need to go find the bronze serpent.
一样的，我们也是不需要去再找这个月桂去找方舟了。
We don't need to go find Noah's Ark or the Ark of the Covenant.
这些都已经过去了。
These have already passed.
主耶稣已经成就成全这些以前在旧约时代所预表的。
Jesus has already fulfilled all that was.
所有的都成就在主耶稣的身上。
That all that was said about Jesus.
所以今天主要仰望耶稣基督。
So today all we have to do is look upon to Jesus.
感谢主，那我们就晚上用这段大家来分享。
And so, thank God, tonight we have shared this passage.
好，那我们来祷告
Let us pray.
那我们继续帮助Connie的 uncle.
Let's continue to pray for Connie's uncle.
有没有什么他的消息？有没有 update?
Are there updates?
没有他儿子这个是很特殊的我们帮他祷告。
Let's pray for Sylvia's son.
大家知道是谁的
Everybody knows who he is.
就是那个，他是墨西哥的吗？墨西哥太太高高的嘛，他女儿很高的那他有个儿子。
The really tall lady.
这个太太有个儿子。
Daughter. She has a son.
那儿子因为有事情就要被抓进去关了。
And because of some issues, he went back to.
这个儿子是很叛逆，
不听妈妈的话。Disobedient.
因为妈妈是单亲妈妈。
And the mother is very worried.
有一次我看这个妈妈都祷告哭了。
And when I prayed with her, she cried.
所以她真正是从内心的向神来祈求啊，来帮助。
So she really prays from her heart.
所以我们为她祷告。
And let's pray for her.
让她能够体验神的帮助。
So that she can experience God's help.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.